Now, we spoke just before about Caleb Daniel and his contract. It is absolutely up for renewal this year as he heads into free agency. So put the question out there loosely. Crow supporters, would you absolutely throw everything at Caleb Daniel given he's going right into his sweet spot? His best footy is probably still ahead of him. He's going to need that big monster deal, though. It's going to cost quite a lot. This one from Mark as well. He said, hi again. Sorry, definitely no Caleb at the Crows. Mark Bickley has just ripped us a new one for recruiting 380-centimetre players in the draft. There was a few question marks on the size of the players that the Crows went for in the draft. But, I mean, if you speak to the Crows, I'll say, look, we took the best available players at the time and all those types of things. In terms of their big stocks, it's pretty solid as we speak. The only issue would be Riley O'Brien is an outstanding ruckman. But if he goes down, Strawn probably comes in. Is Strawn ready to be that number one man for an extended period of time? And then the other one for me is Jordan Butts has probably gone above and beyond in the back line in terms of replacing that Talia role. They'd be absolutely pumped with the way that he's gone about it. If someone like a Jordan Butts goes down, there could be some strife there. In saying that, I think they've got some pretty high hopes in Billy Frampton really, really taking a step up and being a key position defender.
Oh, well, he's going to need to be, particularly, as you mentioned, if Jordan Butts gets injured with Talia and Kelly leaving the club. So they're a bit light on for in terms of depth down there. Jordan Butts did an amazing job holding down that key defensive post. But, yeah, they can get a bit light on down the list after that. But I guess when coming back to the draft strategy and taking players that are sort of 180, you would love to see a 190-centimetre midfielder get taken in the draft. But I mean, let's not criticise these kids before they've even run out at AFL level and kicked a Sharon, because we probably would have been, and Western Bulldogs would have been saying the same thing about Caleb Daniel. Why have we picked up the smallest player since Brent Harvey when he's not going to make an impact? And have a look at what he's been able to do. So it's not about, as they say, it's not about the height, it's about the way you use it.
Yes.
I'm talking about the football.
Purely football. As long as you know where to kick the ball and put it in the right spots.
That's right.
Then it's completely fine. Doesn't matter what your height's doing.
It's not about how big, it's about what sort of spots you put it in.
Exactly right. The other thing as well, which I think a lot of people, including Mark Bickley, is saying, is that the prototype of your midfielder, the new age midfielder, is your Marcus Bontempelli, is your Scott Penelbury, these blokes who could almost double as flirting with the idea of being a key forward. That's how tall they're getting in the midfield.
There's a heap of Paddy Cripps is another one, Nat Fyfe, so even Dustin Martin, who's not quite at 190, but he'd be 187, 188. I mean, Nick Riewoldt now, if he was drafted, he'd probably be a midfielder who goes into the forward line every now and then when he's resting. I mean, that is the prototype. 195, as they can play in the midfield now. So yeah, it's pretty scary, isn't it, to think that the guys at that height can run around through the midfield and get it 30 times and have 8 clearances a game. But I think if you're going to win a premiership, you need those big, powerful players. Certainly one, maybe two in there. Max Gawn's like an extra midfielder for the Demons, the way that he's able to move around as a ruckman. And then you've got Christian Petracca, who's that genuine power, speed, elite skills. He's got it all. He's a complete package. I think you need one complete package player in your midfield to win it. And the Crows don't have that at the moment.